Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Sagt es Bav Metzia, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah is going to chazer over some of the halachis of Aynah as a hagdamah to other klalim that the Mishnah is going to give us. Sagt the Mishnah, the shear of ha'aynah, fooling someone. Arba kasef for ma kasef, when I'm purchasing something for a sella. A sella has 24 ma kasef, that's the shear of a shtus. And as we have learned, if it's less than a shtus, then whether the person overcharged or undercharged, each side is meichel the other. If it's a shtus, you can say, listen, I want the deal to stay deal, but I'd like you to return the money. Either the buyer says, please give me back the extra money that I spent, or the seller says, please give me the extra money because the price you paid was too low. And if it's by more than a shtus, then you can say, batel mekach. I want the whole deal to be off. Weiter sagt der Mishnah. The hataina shtei kesef. What does this mean? If I come to Reuven, I say, Reuven, you're my good friend, but lemaisa, you owe me $1,000. And Reuven says to me, $1,000? That's not $1,000. I owe you something, but not $1,000. Reuven has to swear now. Why does he have to swear? Because he is a moida b'miksas. Had Reuven said, what? I owe you nothing. And I have no edim, I have no shtar. That's it. He doesn't have to swear to defend himself. But because Reuven admits that he does owe me something, he becomes a moida b'miksas. The sugya of moida b'miksas is a complicated sugya. There's a Shemis Baruch, you get older, you'll be learning Perik Shnayim Oichzin and other Perakim, where the Gemara is going to go through the whole sugya, and of course you're going to learn it with the Rishonim and the Achronim, but basically, we understand as follows. If I go to Reuven and I say, you owe me $1,000, Reuven says, what are you talking about? So why should Reuven have to defend himself? I have no proof. But if I say, Reuven, you owe me $1,000, and Reuven says, $1,000? I owe you $100. What could be over here? It's possible. Reuven really knows he owes me $1,000. He doesn't have the $1,000, so he's embarrassed. He doesn't have the chutzpah to say, I owe you nothing. So he says, I only owe you $100. And while we're arguing this out, he's going to run and try to come up with the other $900. Because he only has $100 to pay back. That's the reason, because he's a moide b'miktsas, we say, Reuven, you're going to have to swear now. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us, v'hatayna shtei kesef. In order for this halach of moide b'miktsas to be put into place, I have to demand of Reuven at least 2 ma kesef, which is a third of a dinar. The hoidah, and how much does Reuven have to admit in order for him to be called a moide b'miktsas? At least the shava pruta. So if I demand 1,000 and he admits to 100, of course he's a moide b'miktsas. But the Mishnah says, what's the minimum shear? The minimum shear is I have to demand at least shtei kesef, and he has to admit, oh, I don't owe you shtei kesef, I owe you a pruta. Now, if he wouldn't even admit to a pruta, if he said, I owe you a half a pruta, he wouldn't have to swear. Agav, says the Mishnah, Chamish pruta sein. There are 5 dinim where the shear is a pruta. It has to be at least a pruta and not less. One is a haida, the shear of the moide b'miktsas, like we just learned. For him to be mechayev a shvua, he has to at least admit to a shava pruta. The second halacha is, v'ha'isha miskadeshes b'shava pruta. Marriage is divided into 2 parts. When you're by a chuppah and you see they make 7 brachas, that's the nesuyin. There's really a first part, and that's called the kiddushin. In the times of the Gemara, the kiddushin was done 12 months before the chuppah. Now we do it under the chuppah. But basically, you may notice, if you were by a chuppah, that the chassan puts the ring on the kala's finger and he says, hariyat mekudeshesli. It's one of the 3 ways someone could be mekadesh and isha. But it doesn't have to be a ring. It could be anything of value, but it has to be worth at least a pruta. Weiter, says the Mishnah, a third halacha about a pruta is v'anehene b'shava pruta minahegdish ma'al. All right, we'll soon teach the words. Let's first understand that it is usur for a person to have enough from kachim. Can have pleasure from kachim, whether it's kachim mizbeach, karbonis that's destined to go up on the mizbeach, or even kachim bedek abayis, things that were just designated to be used in the base of Migdash. And if a person has hana from hegdish, he uses it for his own benefit, that is called being moyel behegdish. If he does so b'mezid, it's chayav malchus. If he does so b'shoigig, he brings a carbon asham mi'ilois. He also has to pay back the amount that he had hana plus another 1/5. The shear of hana, in order for him to be chayav a carbon asham and a chaimish, is he would have to have had hana from the hegdish item, a value of a pruta. Whatever I did, what's that worth? If I had hana a pruta, that's when I have to bring the carbon and be maisav a chaimish. If I had hana from something and that hana is considered less than a pruta worth, then you don't have the halacha of being moil behegdash. Vayikra says the Mishnah, the fourth halacha of a pruta, v'hamoytzei shav a pruta chayv lahachris. If you find an aveda, so we learned in the second parak, you have to return it. You have to call out, whose is this? Who has a simon? In order to be mechuyev to return the aveda, the lost object has to at least be worth a pruta. And finally, the fifth halacha is, v'hagoyzel es chaveri, if someone steals from a friend, shav a pruta, the value of a pruta, v'nishbaloi, then he swears that he didn't steal. So we learned in Masechtas Bava Kama that if a person steals from a friend, swears that he didn't, and afterwards he wants to do tshuva, and you can't find the person you stole from, then you have to even travel to the other side of the world and return it to him straight. If he's in Australia, I don't know, get on a plane, get on a boat, go to Australia. What is the shear of gzela where we apply this din, this halacha that the Torah tells us about? That you have to return it straight to the person, being that you swore falsely, and the answer is it would have to be at least a shava pruta. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned, the Mishnah has it over once again, that the din of Einah is a shtus, is a sixth. If you were fooled by a sixth, you can demand back that sixth. He spoke about the halacha of Maida b'miksas. That means if I say you owe me a certain amount of money, and the person admits I owe you a little, but not all of that, so now we know something is funny over here. He's stalling for time, probably. Just doesn't have the chutzpah to outright say he owes me nothing. So we say he has to swear. You say you only owe me a little, fine. You have to swear about the rest. So the Mishnah said, at least this is how one opinion in the Gemara learns Pshat in the Mishnah, that I would have to claim that he owes me at least shtei kesef, that means two ma of kesef, that's a third of a dinner, and he would have to admit that he at least owes me a pruta in order for the din of Maida v'miksas to take effect and to obligate him to swear. Then the Mishnah told us that there are five halachas when it comes to a pruta. One is the halacha we just said. In order for him to be chayav a shvua, he has to admit to at least the pruta. The other halacha is, to be mekadesh and ishi, you need at least the pruta. To be moil behegdish, that means that you have to bring a karb mi'ila and pay an extra chaymish. You would have to have the hana, the value of a pruta. The chiyav of a shavas aveid, that you have to take it and call it out, is only if what you found is worth a pruta. And if someone steals from a friend a pruta and then swears falsely and now he wants to do tshuva, you have to go even to Mada, even to the other side of the world, Yelicheni achrav afil l'mada, and return it to him directly. But that halacha is only if what he stole is worth at least a pruta.